Welcome back. Tonight we bring you the fifth session of our Shadowrun game. The game is based in the 2050s of the Shadowrun timeline, and we are running through the adventure Dream Chipper from the first edition of the game. The Cortex rules by Margaret Wise Production is being used instead of the actual Shadowrun rules, however. I suffer from a head cold during this recording, so expect many throat clearings and coughs that I just wasn't able to edit out of the recording. The players are Sharon, Jameis, Chris, Joshua, and Richard. Enjoy session 5 of our game. Okay, as this was a is a playtest of some rules I'm throwing around, a couple of things that I want to tweak a bit from last session. I'm going to use the Marvel rules for damage. So if you if someone has been damaged with a D8 and they suffer another D8, that gets kicked up to a D10. If you suffer something less than what you've already got, say you take a D6. It's staged up by one as well, instead of just taking a further D6 as a complication, so that we don't have multiple dice of complications around. So if it's equal to the damage you have, it steps it up by one. If it's less than, it steps it up by one. If it is more than, it steps it up to what the die is. So like if someone throws that D12 mana ball at you and you've got a D8 injury, well, it's now a D12. So what this is going to mean to our injured people... Mr. James Woodrow and Bella, both of you currently have two damage dice on your track. Drop the low die, so you're both going to be kept with just a D8 on your damage tracks.
Okay.
So
we're going to here. I'll drop off Woodrow's and drop off Bella's.
Okay. All right. So does that mean which one are we losing? The exploded or the death?
I believe exploded was the highest one, so those are both the exploded.
So we keep those.
You keep those. And before we... okay, so when last we played, who wants to give the recap?
Richard.
Unfortunately, last Richard's we played, only listened to the first game.
I got fired from my job while they were all doing other things that they weren't looking at. I got no idea what you did. Presumably you shot people or got shot at, and then Charles came in to join.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, let's get a little bit from everybody, and I'll give everyone a PowerPoint. Chris, give a little bit of what happened last time.
We scouted out a building that has, what's his face? Pengrave, I believe. Maybe.
Yes, Pengrave.
Okay, Pengrave.
Executive for HSE, Hollywood Simpsons Entertainment.
Yes, HSC. Okay, I got that. I forget who it was, but went through the security system. looked around there a little bit. James went up to the top floor to Pengrave's place, convinced the guards there that the fruit delivery guy is an imposter, and had him beat almost to death. Then went back in and looked around. Came back out. We met with Roxanne, and then Junior and two goons came in and basically kicked the party's butt. Junior is now dead. Bella and James have exploded damage and are drinking in the bar right now. And that's about all I can remember.
No, they're in the hospital.
In the hospital. Yeah,
close enough.
Go ahead, give us a line or two of what you remember.
One thing I remember is that I can't remember who, but what we hacked into the I can't remember the name of. I should really take notes at some point. Hacked into the people we were working for's computer and left, and found that Junior was tracking Roxanne's notes emails, and we gave a false email to Junior to say, "Oh, we found out from." The guy that the plans that he had given Junior were fake, and that the only real things were the chips, which gave Junior an incentive to keep the chips real, keep the chips up and running, because in case he wants to sell them. And then he sent off a message to Pengrave saying, "Hey, we need to have a chat, probably at the party, and there's going to be a big party at Pengrave's place. Actually, it'll be tonight now." But now Junior's dead, so we'll need to think of a way around that.
All right, and Sharon.
Okay, well, after the shootout at the, well, pretty much the grenade tossing at the pub, a couple of things that we did manage to get off of Junior was off of his personal computer, he got a couple of notes. Val is running Cleo, and Griffin is mixed up with Jack the Ripper. But we also got a the security key to a really nice luxury car and a packet of invites to the party at Pengrave's. Excuse me. One of the big things that we did find out, however, is that Knight Errant is handling security for the party, so we have to be very careful, because they're pretty badass.
Oh, and the building also has mages protecting it, so I can't do magic easily.
Right.
All right, Eldon. Give us a line or two. Unmute yourself before saying a line or two, Eldon.
Eldon died.
That'll be a great point anyway. Last time, Gale Wildstar and his posse went to a hospital after getting that kid, what was that? Rode away. So we went to this hospital and found one of the people responsible for the break-in. She was nice, got her number. On a related note, we found out that Pengrave is behind all this. Which is now kind of pointless considering it was already explained, but Wildstar feels it needs to be. I'm out.
Wow. And Joshua, for what little you were awake for.
I really don't remember.
Everyone gets plot points except for Joshua.
Aww.
It's including Richard. He gets one.
I was going to say, woo!
Okay. So, yes, we'll take up in the hospital. So you guys had rushed them to basically a street doc. Roxanne. Private facility. Yeah.
Yes.
And footing the bill, since you got her out of there unscathed and you got rid of a certain Martelli Jr. that was being a thorn in her side. They had a couple of mages give you the once-over when you first came in. And so we'll take up that... they're going to let you sleep through the night. And here, Richard, what's your character's name? Give us a name for your character.
Ah, the hard questions first, eh? let's go with Eddie Drood. Go on.
Eddie Drood. All right. Yeah. I will add you to the list here. Okay, Eddie, you, I'm going to, let's see, who am I going to link you in with? Working with, we'll say I'm going to link you with Bella. Since Bella did the ex-police thing and your ex-trauma team for Dock Wagon, you kind of had a working relationship together. And when your, when Bella's... vitals started dropping. Bella, you've got... actually, Bella, do you have any cyberware at all?
Yes, I do. Well, just a data jack and a police radio scanner.
Okay. So, when you got badly injured, a little warning was sent over to Eddie, along with tracking information. So, Eddie, your old companion that you've done a few runs with... you may have, when you were both working, you know, you working for Dock Wagon and her working for Lone Star, may have come across each other at some point. But so, yeah, you have somewhat of a relationship, and you have coordinates to this place, which is a medical facility in a fairly upscale part of the neighborhood. Sorry, I was still a little sick. I'm going to be clearing my throat a lot, unfortunately. But you are admitted when asking after Bella and what may have transpired. So you are already in the medical ward. You're hanging around with the guys here that she's been running with. You've checked in on her. She's not doing awesome, but she's not at death's door anymore. And here in the morning, you guys are going to be given the administrations of another healing mage, it's going to give you the once over here. So let's see if we can get rid of any more of this damage. Different shift of mages come in, look over your charts, check your vitals, and let's see.
Oh, I don't know. Are you allergic to that stuff? We're all right.
Yeah, do either one of you have an essence die? Woodrow or Bella?
No, I do not.
No. No, okay. Essence zero.
Okay, good. Ooh, that's not good. Six and a one. Okay, put these to the side here. Okay, so James, he's going to go over you first. And we got a D8. Ah, okay. So we're going to step that damage die down to a D6. So he doesn't completely heal you, but you're feeling much better.
Good.
And Bella. Unfortunately, Bella, they're not able to do anything further with you. So you're still going to be a little woozy on your feet there. Okay, so you two have gotten some sleep as under medical care. They made sure that you got a good 6 hours of sleep through the night. Everyone else, what are you doing through the night, by the way? Mr. Drood comes in, and he can introduce himself to you all.
Is someone you got injured? I'm here to make sure that doesn't happen again, or at least to cover the parts if you are. Believe somebody. Well, I don't know. Have I been contracted by Roxanne to keep Lover Boy alive and going?
No. I think you're here because of your relationship with Bella, and so maybe you've got just a standing thing that if Bella shows up as taking serious wounds, that you'll try to come out and give her a hand.
Something she bit off, something she couldn't chew. Or just need some backup.
Yeah.
Must be Tuesday again. Alarm went off. Come here.
Bella, you would have been awake when Eddie showed up, so if you want to give your group his bona fides or anything,
you can share the word for him. Hey, Eddie, how are you?
Just magic. All right, yourself. All right,
Okay. Really wasn't expecting hand grenades.
Told you before to look out for them.
Yeah, I know. You know. But thanks for coming.
You need me, or can I just go back?
Nah, actually, you might actually want to stick around. This could become pretty interesting and possibly pretty lucrative.
Said the magic word.
Yeah, Eddie, you're taking a look at the digs that she's finding herself in. This is, state of the art medical hospital. They've got access to healer mages.
Not a bad it's idea. Out of my league. Yeah, it's not something I usually deal with, but always good to be where the money is. You landed on your feet.
Yeah, not bad. All right, I do the round of introductions.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big, beefy guy. I've got some cyber installed on me. Mechanical arm we'll go with for the moment. Just
I might have missed it, but did you say your race?
Human.
Human? Okay.
Yeah. So, this is who you're working with nowadays.
Yeah, it's a gig. By the way, keep up the magic bumps. Love them.
Your doctors, both clear you that, you know, you just take some time off, take it easy, you know, stay off your feet where you can, be a couple of weeks, they give you some prescriptions for some painkillers. The ringing in your ears should go away after another 8 to 10 hours. And for Bella, they give you, some burn cream and, you know, apply this, you know, when it dries out, just change it out, put some new wraps on it. Try not to get a frag grenade again. That's it's worse to live by.
Yeah, that kind of hurt.
So it's the next morning, guys, probably about 8 in the morning or so.
So, how's everybody feeling? Good? Good? Painkillers making you feel dreamy? But aren't you already dreamy, Bella? See, I'm being nice. You took a grenade for me. I appreciate it.
I give him my best smile. A little bit of a hair toss. And then it's like, yeah, you're just trying to talk me out of my painkillers.
What? No. No. No.
Street value, 500 million.
Dinkelberg, would I do that?
Yes.
God damn it, Dinkelberg. Let's be my wingman on these things.
More like, who said I'm your wingman?
You did. Years ago, remember?
When?
We're going to go take on the industry, man. We're going to make the best band ever. Your words. You were stoned at the time.
And
your
you immediately
words.
Joined another band.
Well, your band sucked. It was Polka. Let's be real here.
You said Polka would be the future.
I did, but you didn't do anything with it. You went classic on it.
Yeah, retro
away.
Is a...
There's nothing
retro
to be gained from
niche.
This conversation.
Okay. I agree, retro is kind of a niche, you know, thing. It's not going to have huge record sales. Of...
Wow, records.
So what's your next step, guys? Roxanne has covered your bill, so whenever you're able to compose yourselves, you're welcome to leave the facility. Everything's been covered for you.
So they're not kicking us out yet, though, right?
Nope.
And do
just
we still
you,
have...
We leave when you want to.
And do they still have private rooms or no?
Yes, yeah, you guys are all in one private room.
Let's excellent. Let's love it here. Yep.
Figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have invites to this party, so we can at least go in. But,
kind of got to prove that Peng guy that he, you know, arranged all this at this point. A little hard when the only guy that would talk to him about said arrangement's dead.
But does Pingrave know that?
He probably has found out by now. Or at least he's gone missing in his mind.
Remember, there's a good chance that nobody knows that because Junior's body was taken out back and disposed of by the bartender.
So again, or missing. He could just be missing right now, but...
If he doesn't know, Junior could easily send an email to Pinter saying, Pingrave saying, hey, look, I can't make it tonight, but here is someone who's going to fill in for me.
I like it.
That sounds good.
So who's going to go in as our, representative?
Well, I think we all should go in, just have one person as a representative.
Exactly, but who's doing it?
It ain't going to be me.
Oh, it's not me. Guards already know I'm the fruit guy.
Well, the guards, some of the guards at least, think I'm just a random security, so I should pretty much go in possibly as undercover security, but not necessarily as the contact.
Well, I guess This seems like a little bit of a stretch for me. I'm going to call a friend. He's good, guys. He's good. You can trust him. His name's Gale Wiles. You met him before, remember? And he'll go ahead and take this on, all right?
Everyone's stunned that he still thinks that you don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would actually think that Mr. Wildrule would just go in as himself.
Well, he could, but he, of course, needs an invitation.
Well, we have invitations. We have a stack of them.
Yep, the invitations aren't keyed to anybody specific. They do have, they're individually numbered, but they don't really state a particular person on them.
How many invitations do we have?
8.
Oh, that's a party.
Yep. Oh, that's it then. We'll do Wildstar, and I know Roxanne probably wants to come to this, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that a plan? Yeah, I like where this is going. I'll be in the van outside. Surveillance, you know. Surveillance.
Uh-huh. In the fruit truck van?
Yep.
Yes.
I forgot to add that here. Your D6 fruit truck.
That I don't think has yet to be reported as stolen.
Not yet.
As far as you know.
I've got the police computer and a police scanner. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything come across Ebola yet or anything.
You have not. Which does strike you as slightly odd for, you know, a supposedly up-and-up business.
How many tickets did you say you have?
8.
That's just enough, then, if everybody's going. Yeah. We'll need one extra for this. 6 of us here, 1 extra for Roxanne, 1 extra for this Gale Wildstar, or whatever his name was.
Yeah, he'll definitely need a second. Right. Good thinking. Good.
So that's 8. All right.
actually, you guys haven't discussed any of this with Roxanne, really, so yeah, never mind. Never mind. Keep going. Too busy trying to get her out in one piece.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Can I call her up with my mind?
You have an implanted cell phone? Sure.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll call her the normal way.
All right. You dial her private line, so she's the one that answers.
Hi, Roxanne. It's Mr. Patterson, remember?
Oh, Mr. Patterson, are your friends recovering well? I hope that they are, so that you can get back on task. We really need those chips. 2 days, my friend, 2 days and counting.
Well, we're on it, but I was wondering, you know, there's this event that, you know, we're planning on going to tonight, and I would love for you to come along. Maybe you could point some people out for me, have some drinks, have fun. Find out more information about something. I don't know.
What event is this, Mr. Patterson?
It's a private event. It's for the company, which is interested in buying you out. They're holding it.
Okay, there's silence for a moment, and she says, so you want me, the public face of Global Industries, to show up at a party of a company that's trying to acquire mine?
Well, they want to talk to you. And we want to talk to them.
They don't.
So.
They most certainly do not.
That's easier for them to make
Junior,
deals.
Junior, perhaps, as apparently Junior was trying to undermine us so that the takeover of our company might go a bit easier. But I've been their primary adversary in this dealing. I'm doing everything that I can to keep my company intact.
I get that, but, as someone who'd get the conversation moving, that sounds like a great excuse. You've been resisting so far. Maybe you could just say, I've come to my senses. I want to hear some stuff out.
Do you
gives
know
us a great
what this
opening.
Would look like to our stockholders?
Valid point. Yeah, it's, I understand if you want to say no.
Yes, no, Mr. Patterson. That is emphatically a no. But it's a good idea for your group to get in there if you can. Certainly, you know, we want the chips, of course, but any information you can give us that will maybe help us to fight off this this buyout would certainly not go unappreciated.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Very good. Keep me apprised.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the sounds of traffic in the background.
I'll just go ahead.
Which in 2050 usually means small arms fire.
Oh, okay. She's busy then. So yeah, just shut off the phone. Oh, and you know. Anyway, she said no, and I totally forgot to say something else. You know, never time. By the way, Bella, do women usually prefer soup or salad?
Well, she's probably concerned about how it would play. I expect there to be some paparazzi there.
Yeah, she's worried about her stocks. Reasonable.
Uh-huh. On the
buyout goes away, sure, but her stocks probably wouldn't recover from something that big as betraying her company. I get that.
The question is, I do have a reporter friend that we could bring along if we want to get something rather damning and exposed very quickly. But we have to come up with a really concrete plan of what we're going to do once we get to this party.
If it's a good party, we can drink.
Even a bad party, you can still drink. That makes
sense. Depends what the drink's like.
I'm assuming these drinks will be pretty good, considering the address of the party.
Hey, they were delivering fresh fruit. You know the limes are good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, and the fruit cellar might quite be rotten, but that's okay. So... the plan is to go in, have someone be global mole that's willing to make contact or something, or what?
Be juniors, sort of go-between in this.
Yeah.
Didn't you just say he was dead?
He is dead.
They don't know that.
They don't know that.
It's been less than 24 hours, and he's more or less just been missing at this point.
It's been about 8 hours.
News gets out that quickly. I mean...
yeah, you know, there's also that dumpster that gets filled with lots of bodies. Who's going to notice?
Right. Oh, was this downtown, was it? Yeah, okay. Nobody's going to have cared about another dead body down there.
This was out in the Barrens, which has almost no police authority through there at all. Typically, people that live in the Barrens take care of their own.
Perfectly good body out there. Do you know what you could have got for the organs?
There weren't going to be any usable organs from this guy.
That and the bartender.
You'd be surprised what people pay for.
A bucket of slime? I don't think so.
Yeah, you got no idea until how desperate people get. But anyway, yeah. Alright.
So, everybody seems to have, at least most people here, have a cover.
I want to roll this. What is going on here? I mean, why are you wanting to go to this party? Richard has listened to it. If somebody just wants to say blah, you can say blah. Otherwise, you can give me a rundown if you want to.
Blah.
So, Bella, question. You said he's good, but this original deal is just for us. You getting a cut of this? I don't think he's doing it for free. You're not doing it for free, right?
Me?
Of course.
Take some of those painkillers for starters.
Do you want the painkillers?
Okay. Alright, I tell you what, Eddie, actually, pretty much what we want in case somebody gets injured, we'd like you to be, like, standing by to, like, either get us out to a hospital or do some emergency first aid, what do you charge for that?
For you? Nothing. For anybody else here? Standard rate supply.
Hmm.
We'll see how it
is. What's your standard rate?
Do you actually want to go into numbers here? I mean...
Yeah.
You know, I just want to know, because standard rate depends on where you are. You know, you could charge me basically an arm and a leg, literally.
Yep, that would be fun.
I'm really not a fan of the cybernetics. They just don't capture my natural beauty.
I think your rate has just gone up.
Oh. I see how this is going to play. I respect that.
Also the possibility of the standard sort of plan of extraction of, hey, look, we get some accident happened and medics turned up to pull them out, and we just happen to have our own medics happen to be the one that do it. With
how
fake
does,
squibs and such.
Yeah, how does, a 1,000 sound?
It'll get by. Hope you don't need too much, but yeah, we'll go all right.
All right, great. So the others, I say, like, tell them it's about 200 apiece. We can do that.
Not bad.
And Richard, if you want to say you've got a tricked out van or something that's got, you know, your basic medical supplies and even some of the fancier stuff that would keep people alive from gun wounds, you know, sucking chest wounds, that sort of thing, you can have a van with all that equipment in it.
I was going to take that as one of the signature assets.
Yep. Crash cart.
Literally.
Yeah.
Okay, so if anything requires an extraction or a call to a med wagon, we have a med wagon on call. Awesome.
I can wait outside with whatever your name is. I don't know your name, Joshua. Eldon, sorry. I know you're Gale Wildstar in one persona. I don't know this one.
Call him Mr. Patterson.
You don't know that. I know that, but
Eddie does. Mr. Patterson.
Yeah, it's Mr. Patterson.
I can always wait outside with Mr. Patterson.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, so what's the game plan? And are you guys at the parties this evening? Shindig starts somewhere around 6 p.m. So you've got some time before then. Of course, a lot of you guys have been up most of the night. Actually, Bella and James are the only two that got any sleep. I suppose you could have caught a few winks in the private room while you're waiting for things.
If you need to be up, I mean, there's chems for that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure I can get you. I'm sure I got something in it.
We are going to go. We are going to go, and those of us going into the party are going to dress appropriately.
Yeah. Something we may want to do before too much further is those who can search the Matrix properly, have a look around and see what the heck Vera and Val and Jack the Ripper and all that are connected in some way, those names.
And as you say that, Bella, one of your from your police scanner, you get an interesting news feed that's coming through in the police scanner. I'm going to use one of my D8 complications and place it out here now. Apparently, from the hotel you were at last night, Lone Star has been called out there because apparently they found a dead body in a locker.
Huh.
Wonder where that came from.
Yeah. Was it a guy dressed in a fruit uniform?
I don't know if he still was.
Yeah, because didn't someone take the uniform?
No,
that's right. You got a uniform from the truck. Yeah, so yeah, he was dressed in the uniform still.
Wait, brown hair, blue eyes. The native is Steve, okay? Is Steve okay? It's all I care about.
Up, so there goes a fruit wagon.
Yep. All right, yeah, the fruit wagon's toast. We need to get rid of it.
Well, you know what that means. Disassembling time. So who wants to sell the individual parts? I'm up for disassembling. Who wants to do that?
Yep, sure.
Who was it that went up there anyway that did the thing with the fruit?
James.
Oh, that was James? Okay. Keep in mind that it was the guards on the 16th floor that beat the guy pretty much to death. I mean, yeah, sure, you didn't get him to a hospital, and that's probably what, you know, led him to die from his injuries, but...
Right. Yeah, but then they can actually trace it that he was employed by the fruit company, and the guy that went in was not.
Yep, but they did get an investigation open. You're not sure exactly what's going on. Police scanners is telling you that Lone Star is out there because someone found a body in a locker. That's well, that's going over on the police scanners right now.
Okay, that limits my role. So, what are we going to do with Pengrave? We're going to send him an email saying that Junior has found out that the chips he has are possible fakes and that they need to be checked. And Junior is sending somebody to get them because Junior is at the lab making sure that he has equipment to test them.
Yeah, it's risky, but it could be worth it. He's going to run a thorough background check, though, if that's the case, if he can.
Well, just say, what's his face? You know, we're friends with Cooperman's if it ever comes up. Because Cooperman was the guy that was the...
He was the leader of the run that stole the chips.
Right. Right, so more than likely Pengrave has the chips.
I don't like the idea of saying that we're friends with Cooperman because, frankly, that's going to be an easy check.
Okay.
These were the guys who were working with, who you said were working with Junior, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't you say you were working for Junior?
I'm sure. We've heard that Cooperman hasn't handed the chips over. He's still
Now, we do know, because we sent it, see, our now deceased, you know, friend had got a message, email saying that Teehee Joe wanted the real chips, that's why I assume he came after us. Why don't we just say, you know, say Teehee.
All the email said that Junior sent to Pengrave was he wants to have a chat with him, do so at the party, that's all that was said.
Keep in mind, you have Junior's, essentially his cell phone.
We could make a call from Junior's cell, or send it from Junior's cell phone, saying, just tell him to bring the chips, because they might be fake.
That would add some cred.
Yeah. Sounds good.
It also requires the least amount of fact checking in the beginning. Sounds like a good idea. I like throwing some truth into the lie.
Makes it that much more believable. Yeah, send it from Junior's phone. But does Cooperman still have the chips, or did he hand them over?
See, I don't think we don't know that. We could just say to Pengrave that he needs to get the chips back, that there's been a complication, he needs to get those chips back. They might be fake.
That could work, just make sure we eliminate that he has them, keep it very generic.
One thing, though, when we send that email and send that message, we need to go somewhere that Junior is known to frequent, and send it from there.
Hmm. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know where Junior's office is.
That is true, we do, don't we?
Actually, you're on the medical facilities near Global. So, you know, Global owns this medical facility. So
that could be, yeah, he could send that from there without it being a big issue.
Well, we also have the back door to the back door systems, and we can get in there and send an email right from Junior's account.
Yeah, sure do. You have easy access to Global. It's still a distinction on the board.
Yep.
Asset. So what's the plan?
Well, the fruit truck is kind of scrapped now. What do you want to do? I mean, you could try to run the disguise, but they're probably going to do some more thorough checks after that old body thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm planning already going in as a guest and basically using a cover as undercover security if I need to. So that takes care of me. Grog, I thought you were going to be coming in with me as well. I don't know. Are you?
I can do that. Yeah, I can do that.
Go in as a date.
Yep. So that gets us in.
You know what? I forgot someone. Dingleberg, what are you doing?
Falling asleep, or Mike muted. That's what he's doing.
Dingleberg.
Apparently caffeine was not enough.
Oh.
There he is.
Skype, why are you ignoring me?
So what's Dingleberg's plan on this whole arrangement? So far we've made these plans of bounce you. What do you want to try to do?
Well, Dingleberg... Why am I calling myself Dingleberg?
Ray, that's your last name, Dingleberg. Dingleberg.
Ray isn't the most...
And he cut out.
Okay, I thought that was me. Okay.
Oh, he's clearly telling us what he wants to do in binary. I hear the hiss.
Joshua, your mic has failed. There he goes. Poor guy can't catch a break.
Damn it!
There he is. All right, we can hear you again.
Okay. Graveman was the guy, so... I was talking like Elvis.
You're very cyborged.
Ah! Damn it. Why, internet? Why? I am thinking.
Don't think too hard.
I know. My brain will explode. I think looking up probably. Well, I mean, are they, can you look to see if they're, no, I think, just playing lookout would be the best bet for me. I'm good at watching people's backs.
Makes it easier to stab them.
Yeah. Wait, what? No.
So you're getting going now because we've got people outside watching.
So far we've only got two people inside.
I didn't happen to see any adverts in the cyber paper looking for musicians to play this gig, did I? That'd be really convenient.
Actually, someone checked into that. No, there's not going to be any live music.
Ah! Right.
We've got three people
which is why I was thinking that Mr. Patterson and Dingleberg could just go in as noted up-and-coming local musicians, blah, 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 i.e. as yourselves.
Yeah, keep in mind, this is a party for entertainers that are showing off the newest SimSense or the newest, you know, shows that are going to be coming out in the season. So this is
that I mean, kind if of you party. Really, if you really want to, I could ask my reporter blogger friend to like start chatting you guys up on social media.
You know what? I like it. Get an interview with Wildstar Dingleberg. Let's arrange this. Also, you're accompanying Wildstar because I'm going to be busy outside.
Suddenly, his guitar comes.
All right, so four people in.
Yeah, I think James is going to just be a lookout.
Okay.
Don't want to really complicate anything with the since the fruit went sour.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but so we now have people in. So once we're in, what are we doing? We're going to talk up Pengrove. Somebody's going to make contact with Pengrove and basically say that they're the envoy or the emissary and find out if he's got the chips that can be handed over or what.
Yeah,
well, it starts
one person to make contact and everybody else just as a lookout for him.
Yep.
And I suspect, what's his name? How could I be bad with names? C, the guy that skims off C. Commander, no.
Cooper.
Cooper. Cooperman. Cooperman will probably also be there as well, I suspect, so we should be on the lookout for him.
Yeah.
But, is anyone going to web search for those names I brought up that Bella has made a note of?
Which names are you going to search for, or is someone going to search for?
Val, what is Cleo, and Griffin, and Jack the Ripper?
Well, okay, are you using your contacts, or are you just doing a web search?
Just a web search right now, yeah.
And, okay, so go ahead and... go ahead and give me a roll. Intelligence and hacker. And I'm assuming you're doing this over the shadow boards.
Yeah, actually, I thought Mr. Patterson was going to do this.
Mr. Patterson. Okay, that's fine.
Mr. Patterson, can you do it?
You got it. Well, hold on 1 second.
And hacker. Since you're not actually hacking into a system and it's doing, you know, just a search, your board won't really play into this. But if you've got another distinction or something that would help you in research, you can throw that in.
I was actually wanting to contact my Shadowrun buddy.
You want to use contact instead? We can do that. So do... let's see. Do intelligence and hacker the same. Throw in your contact die.
All right.
And if you've got anything else that might help in persuading someone to give you information, you can throw that in.
Okay, are we using Catcher?
Yeah, go ahead. And here I'll set the stakes of a 9, so you're going to need to do better than a 9, so 10 or better.
What's the password?
Oh, SSM.
Okay, and I know you said contacts. What were the other two?
Intelligence and hacker or intelligence. Well, no. Intelligence and you can do grifter or mastermind, either one, since you're talking to a person.
Then, gifter it is. All right. I don't want to think of anything else. So let's believe. Yeah!
What's your total?
16. I'm sorry, 15. 15, sorry.
Nice
roll. Okay. So that beats it by 5. Okay. So what you come up with, Val. Val is a Shadowrunner. She... is most known for transportation. She's somewhat of a rigger. Her specialties are on helicopters. She apparently has a really nice silence job that is able to do extractions very well. Whole name, as far as anyone's able to tell, is Valerie Westerfield. quite handy as a mechanic as well. She's done a few runs here and there. Mostly she's transportation and getaway. Doesn't really do a lot of the hands-on stuff. Is a very talented mechanic, actually. And let's see. Special successes. Oh, man, you mean you haven't heard? There's that big party on the hill, Val's new running group. They got a little throw together going on. They stole some new Simpsons creation, something like that. Some kind of cheap trash that's coming out soon. I heard that she got some new digs going on. Man, she looks nothing like she used to. She's all decked out on this black skinny, and he sends you an image. And the image, you got the first image that you got from one of the other research you got of Val turned up an image. And, you know, she's dark hair, you know, wearing kind of frumpy clothes. There's grease on her face. And, you know, she's working on a helicopter. This other picture is like her hair's done up in like the latest style and fashion. She's wearing this slinky dress. She looks entirely different. Entirely different. And your friend is saying that, yeah, there's this big party going on tonight. And she's like on the arms of this Pengrove fella. She's been dating him or something. Yeah, she's really gone up in the world. I'm not sure what kind of con she's pulled, but man.
Oh, really? She's taken? Oh, damn it, man. Why'd you show me the pic?
And let's see. Jack the Ripper just pulls up all the... what you would expect doing a web search on Jack the Ripper. And what was the other one you were asking about?
Griffin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know Griffin. He's actually been... Sorry, let me get his profile here.
And Cleo.
Cleo... doesn't bring up a lot. I mean, you can imagine if you did a modern web search on Cleo, you'd come up with the psychic, Cleopatra, a few other things, but it doesn't really hit on anything. Griffin, also a known shadow runner. He's done work as a bounty hunter, you know, a fixer occasionally. He's not a really large guy. As most of the street samurai or bodyguards, as they like to style themselves, are. He's more moderate. He's got good tastes. He's not, he's not overtly bloodthirsty. He likes to be considerate, take his time, and really scope out the jobs before he does it. So he's patient, but he is a killer. And the word is that he was in on a heist with Val and Cooper recently. But other than that, let's see. Hey, you know, Harry said he saw someone who looked like Griffin the other night, dressed up all in this, like, deep red suit with a cloak on. You know, the Euro trash fashion that's going on. Harry said he bought the time of some joy girl. Yeah, it doesn't sound really, really up, Griffin style there. And he gives you the area of, down in Redmond area that this guy named Harry had seen Griffin recently. Also not acting like himself.
Huh. One quick question. Of the personality chips that we're trying to retrieve, do any of them have a internal code name of Cleo?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that's where you heard the name.
Oh.
You heard it from the missive saying that Val's running Cleo, and Griffin's all caught up with Jack.
Is another one named Jack the Ripper?
You don't know.
Okay.
What you do know is that the three chips that you're finding are a combination of SimSense and Skill Chip. It's a combination of, like, a personality along with a skill set to go along with that personality.
Oh. Okay. Right. So, are there any reports of... I know this is going to sound really lame. Are there any reports of dead Joy Girls anywhere?
You want to hit the... Yeah, you've got your police scanner there. You can go back and check out some certain things. Yes. Actually, in the Barrens area and in the Redmond area, there have been a lot of reports of Joy Girls being killed rather brutally. Always the same way, bladed instrument. They took a long time to die.
So what's the third chip?
don't think we know anything about the third ship. Or at least might happen.
Yeah, the third ship.
Just find Teehee and beat it out of him.
Could we call Roxanne and ask her what's the, you know, what's the skill set on each of the chips?
Who wants to do that?
I always volunteer.
Yeah, figured you would. Because we know one is Jack the Ripper, the other one is, you know, Val's. She has
this
Cleo.
Yeah.
And there's a third one, which is probably what Cooperman has.
Keep in mind, you guys have already sent her the information, where the information is stored of the original chip designs. So you guys actually know where that is. If someone actually wanted to look through the design.
I'll look through it.
Yeah.
Right, go for it.
Okay, this will take a hacking roll since you're going to have to get into global systems to do it. You can tap that D6 easy access to global to help.
Okay.
An intelligent hacking roll.
Okay.
Who's doing this?
Somebody with good hacking.
I'll do it since I also was the one who put up that door.
Okay.
This makes sense.
It's intelligence and hacking. You can throw in the D6 for the easy access that you set up earlier. Throw in your deck, and then throw in a D8 for your... What is your job? Are you a hacker or a rigger?
I assumed a hacker, with the rigger being kind of a side thing.
Okay, then you can throw in a D8 for your hacking as well. All right.
You may want to, you know, just a suggestion, if you've got some points available, you know, 1 point needs you add 3 dice together.
Oh, that was the other thing I was going to change. I'm going to let people do that after your roll now, too. If you want to include an extra dice and spend a plot point, you can do it after.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that's nice. Thank you, Bert.
I'll make it a bit too easy, but sweet.
Well, your villains get to do that to you as well.
Wow, okay, I suck at life.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dear gods.
Yeah. I'll take that one. You can take a power point or a plot point.
Yay!
but that's a 15 if you take your 10 and 5.
No. That 10.
That was the old one. I got 3, 4, 1, and a 2, 2.
Okay, so your total then is a 9.
Yeah. Actually, no, it's a 7.
It's a
7.
It's a 7 unless he spends a point.
It's up to you. Actually, I should set the stakes first so that you can see what you need to get. I should set it first. So I'm going to do a D6, D8, since I do have a little bit of protection going on there. Oh, there's a 1. If you want to spend a plot point, you can buy my 1 and reduce one of the unused complications that I've got. Or get rid of a D6. Up to you. But either way, it looks like you're going to get it because my total's only a 6.
Sure, I do that. I also would like to get rid of one of yours.
All right, you're in. It looks like they did put a little bit more security on it once you told them where it was, so it's been moved out of Junior's files and was put on the Global's normal file directory, just in a, you know, in a secure, hidden location. But we'll say that, you know, as the hacker that you are, you put a little tracker on it, so you saw where it moved. And so you have the information of the chips. Unfortunately, do you have... you're a hacker. You might be able to understand it. So you've got the schematics out, and you've got basically the specs for the chips. And so you've got it displayed there, letting everyone else see what you got.
Yep, of course.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to make anyone roll for this because it's... I mean, you can interpret what all the electronic gobbledygook on the screen there is. Basically, what you have here is 3 personality chips that have been hardwired with a specific skill set. They aren't named, at least not in these files. But one of them is keyed to basically be a... hold on a second. Let me pull this up. Okay, one chip is set up to be, it gives skills like, you know, a high class of leadership, a high class of military theory, a very large amount of psychology, specifically behavioral sciences, as well as seduction. a lot of corporate etiquette. The chip seems to be specced out, designed for someone that would be used to be put somewhere to start as a potential rebel leader to rally people to a cause and to temper them to be more of a fighting force. One of them is set up to be, let's see here, gives the user a fair amount of armed combat skills, etiquette in both corporate and street, lots of information on firearms and stealth. This one seems to be set up for a personality profile that's essentially a stealth killer. The third one is set up kind of in between the two. It's set up to be, just out the wazoo with military theory, negotiation, sociology, lots of psychology, as well as being a very good combatant. This one, it looks like it's set up to be a leader, a military leader.
So there are two of military leader? Or is this just
well, one is more of a killer, just a straight-out killer. One of them is more like, what would you call it?
A general?
No, it's like someone you would insert somewhere to foment rebellion on the other side.
Agitator.
An agitator, right. And then one is like a straight-out general. The first thing you know by looking at this is these chips are highly illegal. Highly, highly illegal. And would make a very limited options of who you could sell these chips to.
All right, so we have
most likely
Cleo,
governments. Yeah.
So we have Cleo, Jack the Ripper, and Genghis Khan.
Yeah. Now, just based on the knowledge I've talked with some of my contacts about Cooperman before, how recent is his basic control of, I believe it was like a small, almost like biker gang, or something along those lines, like a street gang that he... How long has he been in control of that?
The information that you have on him shows that he's pretty in thick with one group, the Bloods in the area, which is something you've already dug up, but you don't know anything else.
And, Freya, and there's no, this Freya person doesn't have any rap sheet at all, does she?
Nothing major, just very minor stuff. Freya is, definitely she's a Shadowrunner, but she's never been taken in for anything, that's been too bad, just very minor violations.
Are you kind of looking for, drastic, personality? He changes. You know, has Freya been consistently Freya, or has she all of a sudden changed like Val has, or Griffin? You know, has Cooperman now, has he portrayed his personality, or has his personality changed as well?
So you don't know anything about Cooperman. Because there's very little data on him out there. Freya, well, one thing is that she doesn't have data jacks. She has no cyber.
Mm-hmm.
And so nowhere to slot the chip.
So right. That means the third Cooperman probably grabbed the third chip himself.
Probably. So you have to have the chip slotted to be able to do this. So if you pull the chip out, you go back to the way you were.
With luck. Something that everyone would know living in this century is that, the largest form of entertainment is SimSense or BTL's Better Than Life technology. With their chips that give you, you slot it directly into your chip, which slots directly to your brain. And so it gives you, a complete experience of whoever that chip was recorded from. So instead of watching a movie, you could be in a movie, from one of the actors' viewpoints. You would be that person, so you would feel what they feel, you would have the emotions that they have, etc. Now, the stuff that's legal has a cutoff. The chip will only run for so much time, and it will only run so many times before the chip burns out. There's stuff out there called Dream Gates, where they're highly illegal. There are BTL chips that you slot, and they have no time limit. They just keep running. The problem with this is that eventually it will burn the person's brain out.
So, don't suppose
these chips have a long-range deactivation pulse or anything?
Nope. From the schematics, you can tell that these things are set up as dream gates. They don't have a timer built into them.
So, Eddie, what drugs do you have that'll knock a person out instantly?
Instantly? Well, I mean, I've got more medic stuff than that, but...
Or, you know...
I mean, I could probably get something together. I mean, you'd have problems get to them.
Could you do anything with these painkillers we were given?
Sure. Yeah, sure. You could work up something.
I could ask around as well. I mean, a few other people I know I could try contacting, see if they got anything. But, yeah, give it a go and see what you got. The delivery system's what you can have a problem with. I suppose it's a party. If you're good enough, you can slip it all into their drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need me to make some sort of roll to concoct a knockout thing, or are we just good with saying, hey, here's a knockout thing?
No, you can. Basically, it's decide how it'll be like creating a spell or a program. Decide at what die level of strength you're going to make it. You make a roll against that. If you do it, you basically have a single dose or more doses, depending on how well you do, of a drug that can, you know, knock someone out. Or potentially do so. But we will say you have the tools to do so. So when it comes time to do it, you can do it.
That's real. Right.
Okay.
So where does a person slot the chip?
Most data slots are in the back of the neck, somewhere around the ear, like right behind the ear.
Okay.
Mostly so that your hairline can cover them, but it's the chic thing to actually show them off. So most data jacks are all chromed up and highly visible.
In the pictures that we have of Val, can you tell where those data jack, where the jack
definitely.
Is?
Yeah, as a rigger, she would have to have a data jack.
Okay. How about Griffin?
Griffin, being a street Sam, is definitely cybered up. Yeah.
Okay. What about Cooperman? From the few pictures we have of him,
cannot tell. They were, front view, face only, and there's really nothing on him to say whether or not he has cyber.
You don't want to hear some of the stories about where I found data ports.
Well, I didn't ask.
Yeah, they don't have to be, usually they need to be somewhere around the brain stem, but they can be put anywhere. They just lose effectiveness if they're not right there.
Okay. Dinglebrick, you want to show up your tramp?
And we mean anywhere.
So as a lookout, we need to look out for Griffin, Val, and Cooperman.
I think we'll be able to spot Val quite easily.
Yes.
What with her being on Pengrave's arm and all.
Arm, yeah. Unless, Pengrave may have the third chip.
Totally possible, too. But we know very little about Pengrave beyond what he kind of wants to do.
Right.
All right. So what's the plan? Are you going to send the message through his cell phone, through Junior's cell phone?
If we send this message, Pengrave will know the chips are not fake because he's got people who are running them right now.
Right.
You could just change the message to say, there might be a major defect. Get in touch with us. I'm sending somebody. Hello?
Can we contact... Would Teehee know the different program names that are on those chips?
He didn't when you asked him earlier.
Okay.
We... Long shot possibility. We ask the professor, what's his name? And see if he can think about what these might be corresponding to. If they've been based on particular personalities.
You so you want to get a hold of Flair?
That's the chat.
I don't think it's an outside
possibility.
I think it might be more advantageous to locate Griffin.
Yeah. Yeah, because we know where Val's going to be.
We know where Val's going to be. We can get Val. We know where Val's going to be. We're going to have to knock her out and yank that thing out of her head. If we find Griffin, then that gives us two. Third one, probably with Cooperman. And at this point, knowing exactly what they do is secondary to knowing where they are.
I just like to point out that ripping a chip out of somebody's head, very traumatic. You're probably killing.
So?
Just making sure you know what you're doing.
Oh, we're hired to get the chips back.
All right. No, I got no beef in that. I'm just telling you that's what's going on. Some of you might have these morals or whatever they call them. But, yep.
If we come up with this stuff, he's going to try and kill us. So, you know.
Well, we kind of know where the area Griffin might be in. Can we send some of the drones or hack into the security surveillance to see if we find a person in a red cape flying walking around?
I don't see why we couldn't if we know where he was.
Redmond area, that wouldn't be too much of a problem because they still have operable cameras in most of Redmond. In the Barrens, darn near impossible because most of the cameras have been broken or ripped off buildings.
All right, so Griffin was in the Redmond area or the Barrens?
Both. There have been more death in the Barrens area. There's been a few in the Redmond area.
Yes, start in the Redmond area.
A pattern of time and stuff, and just preserve his position and see if he's moving into Redmond or just all over the place.
Yeah.
The mostly that you can get from the pattern is that it all happens at night. The bodies are usually found sometime in the early morning. the victims are always joy girls or basically, you know, sex workers, usually all attractive. Well, all have been attractive. All have been young. And they've all been dressed as if they had been at a party. In this time, like, that kind of trade isn't illegal, certainly. But it's also a lot more, you know, they have licenses, they have representation, etc. And there are certainly as many joy boys as there are joy girls. Sometimes they just are like escorts, sometimes it's more. Those are usually, you know, low pay, etc. But these seem to be somewhere in the middle. Like they're not really like the bottom of the barrel, but they're not really the high class either. As far as timing, other than it, you know, the deaths occurred during the night, bodies found in the morning. It's essentially happened every couple of days for the last, you know, week or so.
But is it like it started in Redmond and went to...
Started in Redmond and then went to the Barrens. So most of the last deaths have all been in the Barrens.
So it's more likely we'll find them in the Barrens than in Redmond.
Of particular note is that people die all the time in the Barrens. Why this has made the news is that these are people that generally... no better than to be out in the middle of the night without protection. And that the way they died, is not just random violence. It was very methodical violence. Took a long time for them to die. It was all done with a blade.
So odds are, given that estate, he's probably sleeping right now.
Or working.
Let me look around and see if we spot a red cap, but it's long shot.
Do we have a last known address of Griffin?
No, you're not going to get a last known address from most Shadowrunners because they change places where they live so frequently. Also, remember the people that run the shadows generally don't have sins or identification, so they don't have to register where they live.
Could I use my soup kitchen contacts to find out where he might be?
You want to use your contacts to see if anyone knows where Griffin might be? Sure. You
can sure.
Try. Yeah. Probably do an intelligence and grifter roll. You can go ahead and throw in your contact.
Let's hit the stakes.
Yeah, stakes. This will be a little more difficult. Griffin is not a guy that would spend a lot of time in a soup kitchen. Well, seven's a stakes, and if you want to buy that one off, you can. You don't have to.
Oh, we'll see.
I will definitely take your one.
Okay. Well, but you I bet have the- a...
So, all right. So you're just going to let that one go then. So that'll get rid of that one. Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, you beat the stakes. All right. Here's what you find out from your soup kitchen contact. It's like, the name Griffin, it's not one that I've heard around here, but description of guy wearing a cape, yeah, that Euro fashion. Yeah, there's been a guy that's been seen around here. Once in a while people make, you know what the style is down here. You know, no one really, you don't see that kind of style around, so... There's been a few people making fun of some pretentious Englishman walking the streets. He gives you an area where one of the people in the kitchen last saw the guy.
Okay.
He's slumming it, you know. He's going to these clubs, not the bottom of the barrel clubs, but, you know, a guy dressed like that could certainly do better.
Euro trash like that, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a thing for the ladies. The paid for ladies, that is.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he does. Absolutely.
So, Musk got money. Musk got some money.
Mm-hmm. It's that Euro trash thing. People want something different. All right. What was the area?
Oh, yeah, by the way, thanks for all that fruit. Guys over here are loving it.
I bet they are. I'm glad to help out where I can. If I come across anything else, I'll make sure you get it.
Yeah, see what you could do for some protein this time around, you know, some meat. I don't particularly care what kind of meat, you know, just something thick and juicy.
Okay, I think I can handle that.
Hear that, guys? We got chili on the menu next week. Hear some in the background.
Yeah. Sure do. I might have a line on something right now.
But, he gives you, area of the barrens where one of the regulars remembers seeing the guy.
Okay. Could I tell
him? And also that he frequents a lot of the bars and after hour places down that area.
Do we run off?
Yeah, what's the plan? Remember, it's still fairly early in the morning, guys. You're sitting here discussing all this in the private room. It's probably been another hour since with the various jacking in and trying to route out all this information. So it's probably 9:30 in the morning.
Now, we could probably find Griffin somewhere. Or at least be close to him.
Yeah, do we want to try and take him? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, yeah. One of the chips.
Because it's one thing we're all known for, it's hand-to-hand skills.
Well, that's why we have Eddie with the knockout juice. And then we don't have to worry about the body, because I know where that can end up.
Yep. And, Mr. Prescott, you still want me to talk up your band?
You mean Mr. Patterson?
Yeah, Mr. Patterson, I'm sorry. You still want me to talk up your band?
Oh, you want to be a groupie? You're always welcome to be a groupie, Bella.
Okay.
Trash about his band.
If Wildstar's going to be the contact, I don't necessarily want them to actually be that well known, because they're just like, who are you? I'm Wildstar. Never heard of you. That's because I'm
don't
a clown by Junior.
Don't worry, well known.
I'm getting there, man.
So can I
mean, he is.
Bert, I want to use my media contact to start talking up Wildstar and the mysterious Riders of Chaos.
And just drop them into the feed as being
just ignore Ray. Oh dear.
And just
Yeah. Throw me a contacts, a intelligence, and grifter roll.
Okay.
And let's see. You're trying to do this fast, so I'm going to make it a little harder to do.
And
so the stakes are going to be 7. You need to get an 8 or more.
Okay. I can't even see what I rolled.
3, 6, 1, and 9. So you made it, but I'm going to grab that one of yours. Take a okay. Plot point. Sure. So they're going to do a media bomb. You send over some headshots and some other video of some of Wildstar's concerts, and they just do a big media blitz and just bomb the feeds, all the entertainment sites, and stuff like that. And so we're going to make that. You didn't beat it by 5, so we'll put a D6 on it, and you'll have a D6.
6 and a 9. That's a bit.
Actually, that is enough, isn't it? So we'll bump it up to a D8. You'll have that to tap there as notoriety. That can be used.
Now, I have a question. Since we're taking apart the... we're trying to get rid of this fruit van. It's not really useful to us anymore. Could I try to take some parts and make almost like a makeshift case to surround my deck? I almost make it look like it's part of band equipment or something.
You want to disguise your deck? Yeah, let's do that for free. As far as the van, the fruit van is a basic white panel van. I mean, you guys can just remove the graphics on it and you've got a van. Because right now, let's see, what do you have? You've got a stolen sports car.
Roxanne has that.
Oh yeah, that's right. She took off with that. That's right. So really, all you've got is Eddie's van.
Yeah. Well, the fruit truck is now the concert wagon.
All right. You can throw your Wildstar logo on it.
Yeah.
I guess the fruit truck.
The fruit truck is now the fruit van. They'll never see it.
I will spend an hour just trying to print a giant sticker to slap on that thing.
For the fruitiest singer around.
Right. All right, so you've made some more headways into helping you do things tonight, but what are you actually doing?
Are we going after Griffin now or not?
Yeah, let's go after him.
Yeah, get him away from the party. Wonderful. Less people.
Yep.
Sure, all what right. could possibly go right?
So you're going to look for Griffin in the last part he was seen, but you're going to do this in the middle of the day. Just so I'm getting this right.
I believe so.
Okay.
Yep. Sure.
All right, how long do you want to spend on this?
3 hours, we'll put it right around noon.
I'm going to ask around for people who have seen him in the sky in the red cloak.
All right. Oh. So you're going to ask around at some of the nightclubs in the area?
It's going to be the quickest way.
All right. So we'll just cut to the 3 hours later then. Several of the nightclub owners, they're not really open that time of day, but, you flash them cred and somebody will let you in to talk to them all. He comes in, he throws around a lot of money, buying drinks for people, always ends up leaving with a working woman. People definitely remember seeing him. They give you a good description of him. Definitely fits the description of Griffin. Picture you have a Griffin, although he's, dressed much better.
Right.
But no one's ever seen him during the day. Of course, everyone tells you with his mannerism, the way he speaks, the clothes he's wearing, and the money he throws around, the guy's definitely slumming it. He likely doesn't live here.
Where was the last club that he was seen in? Like last night?
Club 45. That's the last, let's say it's the last one on your list that you hit. And he tells you, yeah, he was in last night. Big tipper.
Who did he leave with?
Don't know. Some girl he picked up.
Do you have any video of that night?
He looks at you deadpan. No. We don't videotape our clientele. He looks around. You know what neighborhood you are in, right?
Yes. Oh, I know what neighborhood.
Now, good sir, yeah, I get you are a wonderful establishment. Just start underhandedly slide some cred stick. But I'm sure that you protect yourself. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
He slots your cred stick. Dink. What do you want to know? And you see 100 new yen go off your cred stick.
Yeah. My friend here, he has some better book questions about this also. What'd you want to tell him? I'm sorry, what'd you want to ask him?
Just trying to see if anybody knew who that woman was or where they could have headed off to. All
right. Yeah. For 100 cred, he tells you that, that was Joyce. She's in here quite often. She's an independent. Doesn't work for any companies. Well, what more do you want to know? She's, she's low rent. Nice girl, though.
Well, right now I am fearing for her life. Is there a contact number to get a hold of her or anything, any way to get a hold of her?
He points behind you at there's a wall with a whole bunch of like business cards and stuff like tacked to the wall here and there. He says, hey, she's got a card there somewhere.
Go to the wall and try and find her.
Yeah, sure enough. You find there's a contact card for Joyce offering professional companionship, reasonable rates.
All the girls that were found, they were found outside?
Yeah.
If there's a contact number, give it a call.
All right, sure. You get a hold of her answering service. This is Joyce. If you're looking for a good time, book a time in this place. My schedule's pretty free this week. And
Yeah, that's what I figured. Is there a way of tracing where this call goes to?
Sure. Let me think for a minute. Yeah. It's an unprotected line. Yeah, you can trace it pretty easily.
All right, I'll look at,
You just do basically a reverse lookup on the matrix, and you can find where the street address is tied to the number.
All right. Well, I'll do that then. If I can do it over the phone, I'll do it over the phone.
Yeah, you do it with your phone. It's apartment complex, not, several blocks down from here. Pretty close, though.
All right. Well, I guess start heading that way, but looking down the alleys and different places like that.
Yeah. This is the Barrens. I mean, middle of the day, there's still dealing going on in the streets. There's several people giving you the eye because, what's your lifestyle? D4 or D6? You're higher, aren't you?
I'm D6.
You're D6. Yeah, you're definitely better dressed than the people that you're seeing around you. Several people giving you eye on your eye, looking down at your phone, your watch, your shoes. So, is everyone else following James?
Yeah.
All right.
I know I am. I'm street level, so I probably fit in slightly better.
I fit in very well.
I actually am going to probably stay a fairly discreet distance back from him because I do not fit in well at all.
Right. Is anyone staying back with you? These are definitely looking you over.
Yeah, you should probably stay with us. Or at least around me.
Okay. All right. Yes, I will stay. I will stay around Garg.
All right. So the whole group of you are walking around. Your group's big enough that, while people are giving you the eyeball, they're not really trying
I'm
anything.
I'm probably nodding to a couple of the drug dealers I know as they're one of my groups of contacts.
One shaky looking guy comes up to Eddie. He's like, Eddie, you got anything for me, man? I got some creds. I need it, man. I need it. I got the dry sweats and I got the shakes. I gotta have something.
nothing going on at the moment, man. I'm looking myself.
All right, all right. He's giving this little tick and he's scratching his arm. Man, just remember me, man. If you come across anything, I'm good for it. I'm good for it.
We got this new medicine. It's called placebo.
I start shifting through my pockets looking for any sort of random pill.
He looks hopefully at you.
Yeah, I got nothing. Oh. Not even NyQuil. Sorry.
Okay. All right, Twitchy guy goes off. You find the apartment complex that she's registered to. It's one of these where you got to be buzzed in to get in. It's like one step up from a coffin motel. You know, it's probably like a one room apartment.
Right.
And you only have to share the bathroom with five other people.
Exactly. There's probably one bathroom per floor.
Well, she's probably not going to be in there. She'd be around somewhere, the back alleys, behind the buildings, in a dumpster.
You want to look around the building instead of going in?
Yeah.
All right. Give me an alertness thief roll. Anyone else who's doing the same thing, let me know.
Yeah. I'm going to take a little eyeball around the building as well.
All right.
All right. Alertness. Well,
and here are the stakes. 10. You've got to get an 11 or better.
Ooh.
Ooh. Huh.
Yes. 2 ones. Awesome. Well, hey, that's an 11.
Now you know why I choose not to roll a lot of the time.
So that because take a plot point, and that gives me a D8 to my pool.
You're empowering the universe against us, fool.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, no. That was probably the worst roll I've done ever in this game.
All right. Well, take a power plot point. I'll take a D6 from you. Man, you guys got a lot of negative dice going on over here.
Party is going to go.
People that are looking, then you don't turn up anything. You go down both sides, check out the alleys to either side behind. There's a lot of trash back here, and it definitely looks like trash has been picked up recently, as most of the dumpsters are, for the most part, empty. Some kids have been dumpster diving back through here, and they scatter when you come. But other than that, you don't really find anything.
I'm pretty fresh out of ideas now. I know she's around here somewhere dead.
Then we should look in her. We should look in her apartment.
All right, you got to get buzzed in to get in. So,
you think she's up there rather than down here on the street somewhere?
No, I think she's on the street somewhere.
Well, all right. I'll
just go up and ask some random people if they've seen a dead body around here.
Well, no, I mean, Can you
four
see...
Four today, and it's only six.
Oh. Yeah.
Can you see, like any mail slots or anything from the door?
You can see right inside of the door that there's a set of mailboxes.
Set of mailboxes. Okay. Do any of them look like they haven't been used for a while, or...
You can't tell. They're just slots. You can't see what's in them.
Okay. Is there a directory?
On the outside, there's just buzzers with numbers. No.
Okay.
Names.
Do we know what apartment Joyce lived in?
Yes. Yeah. Reverse lookup told you which number.
Okay. If that's the case, then I am going. Then I want to buzz the one basically on the same floor, either next to hers or across the hall from it.
Okay. You buzz it. And after, about a minute or so, you hear a click and the front door opens.
Okay. Head right on in.
All right. You're in a pretty shabby entryway. There's a box of mail. There's a mail slots all along the left-hand side of the wall. Stairs go up. It's about a four-story. She's in the middle.
Okay.
Floor two or so. There's no one out here. I mean, it's, for a run-down building, it's actually kept in a reasonable amount of shape. There's not debris all over the place. There's not bums sleeping in the hallway. But definitely ran down.
Okay. All right. I guess. Is there an elevator or is it just stairs?
Just stairs.
Okay. And can we tell if there's one set or two sets of stairs?
Stairs. There's just one large set going up.
Okay. All right. And I guess a security camera is too much to hope for.
No security cameras. Actually, you see where the security camera was. But, you know, it's been broken off the mount. The wires are just hanging there.
Okay.
Someone hasn't stolen right. the wires?
No. Someone has not stolen the fiber optic wires now. But, yeah, finding cameras in the Barrens is not likely.
Yeah, well, hey, you got to ask. You never know. All right, so you said she's, like, in the middle, like, second floor or third floor?
Yes.
Okay, so, yeah, we'll head up towards her apartment. Or at least I'm going to head up towards her apartment. Anybody coming with me?
Yeah, I'll go with you.
All right. Find her apartment.
Okay. Yeah, I want to do a pretty good investigation of the door. Does it, like, is the door open? Is it closed? Does it have, like, bloody handprint on it that said, I was here? You know, that kind of stuff.
It's closed. It doesn't look any different than anything else in the hallway. You know, once again, it's a little run down, a little shabby, but still, you know, at least rudimentary clean. Nothing really catches your eye.
Okay. All right. Knock on the door.
Okay. You knock on your door, and the door swings open after your first rap. You know, just enough. It's just your hand pressure open the door. Apparently, it was not locked and not closed completely.
Smell like a dead body in there?
No. Actually, it smells of pretty strong perfume.
Okay. All right. For effect, Joyce! Joyce?
You can call out. you look around the room. It is, in fact, just, you know, it's a one room, although it does look like there is, it has its own small, maybe a washroom. It's a small door on in the far end of it. You're not quite sure what it is. Could be a closet. Looks like she was here recently. On the table, there's a couple of wine glasses out, an empty bottle of wine.
Ooh. I'll go to the closet, or, you know, the door that's closed, and open it.
Okay. Slow. It is a very small washroom. Basically, it's got a shower, and it's got a great floor, a wash closet, I guess you'd call it. And you open it, and you're confronted with there's a woman naked, hanging from her hands. Hands are tied across the beam where the curtain would go across. And she's cut, like, everywhere, small cuts all over her body, and she's bleeding out onto the floor. Her eyes open, they flutter briefly at you, and close again.
Is Eddie here?
I was going to wait downstairs just to scope out the people coming in. But, I mean, easy enough to call me up and get me to come up there.
Yeah, I'll get Eddie up here to take care of her.
Yeah.
I come running up the stairs and thinking, one of you two is injured in this horrible accident. No? No? All right.
All right. Yeah, you take her down from the curtain rod. Eddie, go ahead and give me an intelligence and mastermind roll. If your job is, you know, you can add a D8 for your job.
Yeah, extra team.
Do you think you might have taken a specialty in medicine under grifting, or not grifting, under mastermind? You can add a D8 for that.
No, I haven't got any of them yet. Okay. I've got, what have I got? Specialist?
Yeah.
I know my drugs. Is that?
That'll work. You can throw in a D8 for that.
That's too many D8s. What, intelligence and mastermind, said?
Intelligence and mastermind, and then if you want to add in your
job
and D8 for your job and a D8.
I'll add them all in, because why not roll as many dice as possible?
And you never have to roll anything more than your ability and your roll. Everything else is up to you.
Yeah, but why not have as many as possible? I could add in my
roll ones. That's why
I could roll in my crash cart as well and have so many.
Oh, hey. Well, the stakes are only a 5, and I rolled a 1. If you want to spend a PowerPoint to buy down one of the mini dice that are ranked against the team, you can.
Anybody got anything in particular they want to get rid of?
Yeah, all the dice.
Yeah, anyone in particular?
It takes out either my lowest die or steps down a die per one you spend.
Right, understood. I'm asking if anybody wants one of these particular things. Because I've not been playing, so I don't know which ones you think are important in this.
It's just generic complication dice. It's not any particular complication.
Oh, right,
complication.
I see.
Extra dice against the roll.
We'll take one of them out.
Okay.
Take out a lowest one. Let's see what we can do.
And you get the right back again.
There you go, pair of 7s, so 14.
Nice. Very nice roll. Yes, you're able to get her stabilized. You've got just the right drugs on hand to, she's lost a lot of blood. And you can also tell that she was also, some narcotic was used to, she, even after you get her stabilized, she's still out of it. She was definitely, something was used to make her compliant.
Are these, the cuts inflicted here, are these sadomasochistic in nature? I mean, are they done for pleasure, for somebody else's pleasure? Are they frenzied attack?
No, it definitely looks like it. It was not, they're very carefully measured. None of them are deep enough to kill, but she would definitely have died if she was left here longer.
Right.
Do you think Griffin would be coming back to finish it, or just...
Is there something here which is collecting the blood, or is she just
going down the drain?
He's just leaving her here, then he's had his fun.
But if he's been leaving them out in the open?
Come back and collect it to put her off.
Keep in mind that the ones they found have been out in the open.
Yeah, that's true. If he's been hitting one every night, how many nights has it been since stuff's happened?
Yeah, the newspaper said they found a body. It's not every night. There's been a few gaps in there, but could also be because they haven't found those bodies.
Sure determination, guys. I just do the medical stuff here.
Is there any way of bringing her around to answer questions?
Sure. Yeah. You rolled well enough that she's conscious, but she's still a little loopy.
Sure. Just be careful. No.
Yeah. I'm just trying to find out where any information about him, where he talked about where he was or where he lives or.
Okay. if she wasn't so heavily sedated with whatever chemical did this, she'd probably be terrified. As it is, it's enough to get, thinking about what happened is enough to get some adrenaline going into her. So she's fighting off the drug a little bit, but she's like, I met him at the 45. He was a nice guy. He's throwing treads around like it was water. Brought him back here, we were just talking and had some wine that he brought. And then he started in with those knives.
What were you talking
around? Is there a wine bottle around here?
Yes, there is.
Is there a sticker or something
yes,
which says
is.
Where it was bought?
Yes, this is actually an actual bottle of wine versus any kind of synthahol.
Synthahol, wow, yeah. Okay.
Where was that bottle purchased?
How will you try and find that out?
Look at the label where it says that it was bought, if there's a tag on it.
It's got the wine's label, but it doesn't have where it's bought at. Although this is a fairly, nice bottle of wine. It actually has a, vintner and
it's not going to be sold from around here.
Is there any sort of residue or anything?
There's still some wine in the glasses.
Just do a sort of like a Google search of that wine in the area to see if a store pops up associated with it.
Sure. I'm not going to make anyone roll. The wine is classy enough that it's not sold in a lot of places. I'm just going to assume you're going to limit your search to possible places.
Yes.
Yeah. There is a wine and cheese place in Redmond. Sells this particular vintage.
All right. That's the next spot to go to.
Yeah. The killer covets what he first sees. You all wanted to watch Silence of the Lambs again.
Have you seen the remake? The one they did, and you could be right in there with them. Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah, that's why the first few kills are in Redmond, because that's where he lives.
Yep. He's going to be around there somewhere.
So we just leave her here dying on the floor and run away?
I can get stabilized. I can drop her off somewhere. I mean, we'll do a quick check on her, just see if she's got an insurance or whatever else.
No, not at all.
There a flute? Is there a free clinic around here or something?
Well, not a free clinic, but there are, there are places that someone can get help. You probably know them in the area.
Yeah.
You probably know one that owes you a favor.
Yeah,
you got a free contact anyway. You can use that as one of your contacts.
Yeah, I split the D8 down into two D6s.
Sure.
So I've got medical network and drug dealers.
No problem. Then, yeah, you'll definitely know the the unlicensed doctors in the area.
Yeah, get her a nice little A room so that she could spend the night or whatever.
All right.
Yeah. They don't have rooms in the places that Eddie knows.
Well, somewhere where she'll be safe.
They have cardboard boxes.
I was going to say, they got plasma, and that's kind of what she
exactly
needs right now. So.
Yeah, that's all she needs.
One other thing. Could, let's see, we're going to have to go to that wine and cheese place, but, do you think we could actually put a monitor on the store to see if Griffin comes back?
Well, that's right up Mr. Wild's.
Go down there and ask him how much he's bought and see what, because he's going to need a bottle a night.
And, the other thing is we need to also get a chemical analysis done on this wine to see what exactly he's adding to it.
What would I have to roll hypothetically to engineer a quick camera?
You could spend a plot point and just have a D6 camera set up.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, all right.
So the next stop would be going to the place where the wine was sold, I'm guessing.
Yes.
I drop her off at the place on the way and just ask if they can do a tox screen on what's in her.
What little
blood she has left.
Yeah. They'd have to do that anyway just to make sure.
Yeah, sure, what's in there.
Bad blood after, or good blood after bad. All right, so we'll cut to Redmond then, and you go to the, what was the place in the Warhammer game, Richard? The something cow?
The cheese shop you're talking
about.
Yeah,
the smiling bovine. The
smiling cow.
The smiling cow. All right. It's an upscale kind of place. It's one of the places where, it's you slot your cred stick at the door to show that you've got the wherewithal to buy what's in. Anyone slot a chip?
Yeah, I'll slot a chip.
Yeah, I will slot mine.
All right. Well, after it checks one of your balances, then the door opens and a shopkeeper is immediately there in front of you. It's like, oh. Looking at this kind of motley crew that just walked in. You'll focus on Bella, who's wearing, good-looking corp classic here. And, ma'am, yes, how can we help you? He looks at your entourage.
Yo.
Oh, we may have dropped her again.
Come on, shh. You know Wild Rule, right?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Sharon?
You know Wild Rule.
I do?
Oh my gosh, yeah. All the rage, all the rage, and...
His name's Wild Star.
Wildstar, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, it's all the rage.
You know Wild.
All the rage. You know, they dress a little down, but
I understand. This is a band, a player of music. Yes. I understand. Yes. You're dressing down. That's your thing, is it?
Yes, that's what they do. We were trying to find out, one of our associates ordered this wine, and they really like it, and we were trying to find the name of, you know, if find out the exact wine and if you have any of it in stock.
Oh, yes, of course, of course. Come this way, please. Okay, and who was the client?
See, that's just, we're not sure. He's a fan. Oh. And, yeah, he's a fan, and it's absolutely delicious. I point at a random member of my entourage. Did you get the name of that wine?
I blurted it out.
Oh, yes. He grimaces a little bit. Yes, it's a passable wine, I suppose. He checks his inventory. Yes. Oh, we have sold some of this lately. It seems like a crate just recently. Oh, yes. We have some. How many can I put you down for? 6 bottles, perhaps?
How much is it?
You casually look around at some of the items on the shelves here. Yeah. You're seeing nothing for under 100 New Yen.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Yeah, well, that's why I ask.
Then you can't afford it.
Well, actually, you know what? Yeah, I just can't afford it.
I just need to know so I can fill out the expense report. So 6 bottles sounds great.
Oh, okay. All right. You'd like 6 bottles? All right.
Yes.
That's 1,200 New Yen.
Okay. I think I have 950. Do I have at least that much extra on hand, or can you guys
That's well within your lifestyle. What's your lifestyle? Okay. Or what's your lifestyle die?
D8.
Yeah, that's well within your lifestyle. You can afford this.
Okay. And also for, you've only sold the 1 crate of this recently?
Recently, yes. We don't get a lot of desire for this particular vintage, but I sold the crate, yes, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Well, you know, I would love if you would be able to, give me the contact information for the person you sold the crate to so I could send him a thank you bottle.
All right. This is going to definitely be a grifter role here. Let's see. You can do will or vitality. Vitality is using feminine wiles, if you will. Will is just using, you know, smartness and being able to figure out how to push this guy's button. But whichever of those you choose, plus grifter.
Okay. And any other thing that might help.
Might help, right. Okay, this guy, you know, they do get exclusive clientele here, so this isn't going to be very easy.
Okay.
So 13 is the stakes, so he's, yep. Now,
okay.
If you could roll a resource die into that if you want to bribe him.
I would do that. Okay. And so that's an additional resource die. Okay. Yeah. And I guess I need to spend the point to add an extra die in.
You can do that after your roll to choose.
Okay. So what I got was actually, yes, I'm going to spend the point, and that would give me a 15.
That's plenty. And since you didn't roll any ones, problem with your resources there. You're not stretching yourself thin. But he does take a healthy tip off of your cred stick for this.
Okay.
And he says, oh, of course. And he looks through and he writes down an address on one of their company papers for you and hands this over to you along with your case of wine, which he just dumps it. He hands it over to the troll because obviously the troll is your heavy.
Great. Well, thank you,
and of
my
course,
good
discretion,
sir.
Ma'am. There's no need to let the sir know that this information was passed from here.
Oh, of course. Zip. Pantomime, zipping my lips, locking it, and tossing the key over my shoulder.
Yes, come back. I may have some better vintages for you. Enjoy your... He stops just short of saying swill. Enjoy your wine.
I'm sure they will. Thank you, sir.
All right. You've got an address.
I'll make the motion of drop
some wine to take to
the
party tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have an address where it was ordered. Probably fake,
yeah.
But...
the address
yeah,
is actually
delivered there, didn't they? Yeah.
The address is actually it's another apartment complex. Of course, you're in an area where this is, you know, you can expect that it's going to have security. Definitely cameras. Not too far from where you are. He probably walked.
Yeah, could be his place. Mm-hmm. What was the name associated with that? The address.
G. Harker. No first name, just G letter Harker.
Sounds good.
All right, so you go to the apartment.
Yep.
Okay. It is a fancier place. The first floor is basically a lobby with a security desk there. They do have armed security on the premises. They're all wearing, you know, while this may seem a little ridiculous, it is showing you that the security is of good value. The security people are wearing these little black hats, think the Zorro hat, with silky black gloves, and their suits are kind of a gray and black motif. All of you know that those black gloves are not just an affectation, they're stun gloves.
Right.
Of course they are.
So this is good security. These are not, we're going to kill you, shoot you, and then maybe ask your corpse some questions. But these are definitely, this security group will definitely keep problems from happening. Sometimes it's just unruly guests or unruly visitors, so they don't want to cause any permanent harm. But they are good at what they do.
But they're not as good as the Pengrave security.
Pengrave security are notorious for shooting first and maybe asking you questions later.
Oh, okay.
Different
stripe
entirely.
I consider the security to be better when they subdue people without removing their head from their body.
Yes. But, sir, there's a bank of elevators. You have a security desk up front.
Can we do a search to see if his name comes up on the apartment directory to see what floor he's on?
there's no... The information that you were given tells you all the information you need to get there. Apparently, they did make a delivery, so they had to know exactly which room, which flat, etc. So you have that information.
Well, we have a case of wine too, so we can say delivery for them and go in.
It'll be a bit suspicious if it's all of us, though.
Yeah. Well, it won't be too suspicious if. Bella goes in first, saying that she has a wonderful present for him, and somebody's carrying the wine behind her.
Yeah, that's two people. I'm going to go... What was that? Was that somebody, Captain? I'll go Estro, and as long as there's no major prediction, I can sort of scope out the place.
So you want to stay in the van and go Astral?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he finds where any alternate exits are, then he could tell me, and then I could go cover that.
So I want to go with the party heading in, because we have multiple cases, right?
One case.
Oh, one case.
Six bottles of wine. But, you know.
Maybe I should be the one to go split
it up. We can always make it look like we've got lots of cases. There's nothing to stop us getting it.
Oh, we still have boxes of... You still have boxes in the back of the fruit van or former fruit van.
Yeah, I'm just going to grab one of those boxes and take it in with me.
All right. Going astral. Jameis, you, no astral security.
Sweet.
Yep. There is a house spirit here that can be called on for magical security, but it's pretty quiescent. It hasn't had to do a lot recently. It's actually kind of bored. It's just kind of moping around the hallways. It takes notice of you, but doesn't really do anything. other than that, there's no other magical security on the premises. Yes, there are. There is a rear exit. I mean, it has a fire escape. So, you know, all the floors above the first floor do have a fire escape going to it.
Yes, and I'm expecting it to be wired so they'll be able to tell when it gets opened.
I'm going to focus on you for just a bit because Astral happens very quickly.
Yep.
Do you want to do anything else other than just scouting the building? Like, you know the
room. I want to scout the room, yeah.
Yes, okay. All right, so pass through the floors. There is someone in the room. You can definitely... Well, give me an intelligence and thief roll. you can read people by their astral signature, at least something about them.
Let's see how many ones I can get.
you can add anything to that you think might be fitting. The fact that you are your job would be fitting if you want to add that in.
Yeah, we'll do magician tough. What's that rate of that? Your job one? D6 or D8?
Because I don't have
a
job. Is D8.
D8. Throw that in then. More chances for one.
Well, I rolled a one. If you want to buy that off or use it for something else that you.
We'll see in a moment what I roll.
Sure.
Hey, I don't roll a one.
Five was the stake, so six or better is all you're looking for.
I'll buy it there. I'll buy off all complication. So I got a 7. No, I got a 9.
Okay, no problem. Yes, there is someone in the room. Astral signature is, this guy is at least half cybernetic. He's packing some serious amount of alterations. His astral signature is very weak. It's also very conflicted. So his aura is conflicted. Usually it's a sign of someone with a mental disability or handicap.
Yeah.
Also, it's quiet, so the guy may possibly be asleep.
Well, that's good. Wish I can't do too much interaction with the real world.
You can cast mana balls, but...
no, I can't. I've only got illusion.
Oh,
I can cast illusionary. I can cast illusionary mana balls.
All right, so going back to the desk then. So you're going to approach and say you've got a delivery for Mr. G. Harker. Did we lose everyone?
I'm still here.
Okay, all right. Who's being the face person on this? Who's going to do the talking?
I should not.
I'll be the face person. Sharon doesn't do it.
Okay. Huzzah, our problems are solved.
All right, give me this guy. He's going to love it.
All right.
Love it.
All right. 10 is the stakes, so...
All right. What am I rolling?
Probably either will or intelligence and grifter.
I'll go ahead and do intelligence and grifter then.
If there's anything else you think might help in lying to someone... Throw it in if you wish.
What would make sense? Nah, I think that's good. Okay, time to roll.
Oh, wow, crushed it. Well, I mean, you beat it, but not by a huge amount. All right, I mean, he sees the delivery bottle. He asks to see inside the crate. You know, you open up the crate, it's straw packed, it's got some nice bottles in it. It's like, oh, yeah. Show the address you have written down there. And how many of you are there? There's two of you or three of you going up?
I thought three, so whoever made the Wonder Drugs coming up, right?
I can do, yeah. If, I mean,
all right, so you grab three
heavy
boxes.
Lifting.
All right, so you got a box of wine. They only ask to open up the one box. You know, they scan the rest of them. Is anyone carrying a weapon?
I'm not.
No one else?
I'm not going up. I'm sitting in the van.
You're going to stay in the van. All
right.
Okay, so there's two of you then. All right, yeah. They sweep a detector over just to see if you've got any weapons. Once you pass, they take you over to the bank of the elevators. They push the numbers for you, and they tell you just to check out on your way out.
Roger. Thanks. Mm-hmm. See you later. I guess we proceed further in.
All right, so yeah, you're on the floor. Room's in front of you. There are three other apartments up here.
And we know which one is the correct apartment?
You do.
Okay. Then I guess I will go ahead and knock at the door.
All right. James, are you still staying astral and you're staying in the same place? All right.
Yep.
And you haven't told us. You can't communicate with us what you've seen already, can you?
Not unless he goes back to his body first.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
All right. Sure. There's a loud thump on the other side as a guy rolls out of bed and a little disoriented, and you hear a voice come through the doorway. What is it? Who is it?
We got an order for you.
All right. He checks out the camera and sees the two of you through the glass. He says, I didn't order anything.
It says right here. In my log, you got an order of wine. Do you want to take this? Is that it? You don't want this.
Oh, wine. Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it probably is me. Hold on a minute. And he goes and he gets his clothing on. he puts on a robe, and he does go for a gun. And he checks it to make sure it's loaded and sticks it in the pocket and comes to the door. Door opens, and so you guys see this... The guy, probably middle age, about 6 foot or so, well built. He's wearing a robe. He looks like he just woke him up. His eyes are still a little bit red rimmed. He's good physical condition. He's got a fair amount of cyber on him. He doesn't have a whole cyber arm, but you can tell that there are induction plates in his hands for like a smart gun link, or could even be a keyboard. He definitely has, he's got a chrome jack peeking out behind his ear. You can definitely see that. One of his eyes has been replaced. It's a good job, though. So, I mean, you can tell that it's cyber, but it's not like in your face. It's not like it's a chrome ball. It actually looks like an eye. It doesn't track like a normal eye does. so he looks at the two of you. He's like, what did I order? Wine?
Yeah. Main crate here actually has some of them. Look at the brand, sir. We want to take a look, confirm.
And you have a picture of Griffin. So this is him. He's like, oh, three cases, huh? He says, well, let me get my cred stick. He steps away from the door. Come on in.
Yeah, sure. So, what's this horrible apartment look like before I get clubbed in the head like a baby seal?
All right, yeah, hold on a second. He is, all right. I want you to roll, since you're the one talking, intelligence and grifter. And he's trying to see through this facade as he is a little wary of things. And I'm going to spend one of my pool...
Wow.
So you're rolling the stakes, and I have to beat what you roll. Oh, wow. So 16 is the stakes?
Yep.
All right. You know what? I haven't used any points. I'm going to use one. I'm going to include all three dice, which will raise the stakes. Meaning, so 12... I now have the stakes are now a 17. Do you have anything else you didn't include in that first roll that you can add in for another roll?
He's
marginally suspicious, but you still have a chance of laying the suspicions.
So for another roll entirely.
Yeah. You could still use intelligence and grifter, but do you have anything you didn't throw in before that you could add in now? Like a different approach, if you want to say something different, do something different. You can change it up if you want to use something other than grifter or intelligence. So So, I mean, what do you do? What essentially is happening is you can tell that when he lets you in the room that he's moving a little, you know, he's moving a little guarded. Just his whole body language tells you that he thinks there's something going wrong, not right.
I will try willpower and try to look as calm and normal and basically as, that's the word I'm looking
You're
for, credible.
Be as servile as possible. All right, go ahead.
Yes.
Give me will and grifter then. So, but you're looking for a 17 as a target here.
Jeez. And I don't make it. I got a 15.
You got a 15. Okay, so what happens next is that, you know, he goes for his cred stick, and he whips around and he pulls out, you know, you've got a Predator handgun, you know, aimed right at your forehead. There's, you can feel the little laser red dot boring a hole through between the middle of your eyes. And he's got the gun fixed on you. And then who else is up there with him? Joshua, did you go?
No, I didn't.
There was someone else who went.
Eddie went.
All right. And he points to you, Eddie. He says, all right, close the door behind you.
So who's he pointing the gun at?
He's pointing the gun at Gale, Eldon's character. And he's telling you, come in and close the door.
Whoa, man. Whoa, I don't want any trouble. You can have the wine for free if you want. Just that, man. Leave me alone. This is already a bullshit-paid job, okay? I can barely afford food.
You can keep jabbering, but he's already gotten through that. Eddie, do you come in and close the door?
Yeah, I'll do that. Go in.
All right.
I'll put the box down on
Nope, keep that box in your hands. I want those hands occupied.
I can't
close
the door otherwise.
Butt it with your ass. I want your hands occupied.
I want your ass occupied.
He is a real shower runner.
Who are you? Who sent you?
I haven't shut the door yet.
Shut the door.
Let me put the box down, man. My arm seizes up sometimes. No, and I can't keep it in the same place. I'll put my hands behind my head. If you want that, that's fine.
All right. He doesn't say anything, but he doesn't tell you not to.
All right. I put it down on the floor, and then I shut the door with my hands behind my head. And I try kicking the bottle of the box over towards him to knock him over.
Sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're the
you got
actor.
Me killed.
Okay, you're the actor. You're pulling the dice. So here's the stakes. So he was wary. He was ready for you. Yeah, give me a D8 and a D6. And I'm going to, since he had the gun out already, I'll throw in another D6 there.
Yeah, he's pointing that at the wrong gun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't mean that your friend isn't going to get his head blown off, though. I mean, you know.
I never met him.
Friend. First time acquaintance.
So a 10 is the stakes. So that sounds to me like either an agility or strength. And a hitter.
I guess, strength in order to
kick it over.
Power it over, yeah.
And then hitter is usually always the role you use when you're doing this sort of thing.
Yeah. What was the...
It's the action role.
Or you get 10, you say.
10, mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you've got anything else you think might help?
Would be
no,
soccer style?
I'll give you a free one. You can take a D6 for the box itself. You're using that as an asset,
all right.
A scene
yeah,
asset.
Yeah, I haven't got anything. I don't think I've got anything else that I can pump in there at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So strength, hitter, box. Oh, what a miserable 9 that would be. I guess...
You can throw a point.
Yeah, so I'll throw that in to make that a 12.
Okay, which is enough. All right, so what's going to happen here then is he's going to take a D6 physical as it powers into him there. And so we're going to call that like off balance. And so you can use that against him.
All right.
You didn't roll any ones in there, so I'm going to let your other guy go. So Wildstar. The laser dot on your forehead shimmies just a little bit as he's distracted by the wine box. What do you do?
I immediately try to exit the room.
He did close the door, though. All right, you're going to try to get out of the room. Okay. Well, let me set the stakes for that. D6. I'm going to call it doors closed. I'll be a little bit. I'll do a D6, D8. So your act is to get out of the room, right?
Yep.
Just get out of the room. Okay, well, it's only a 3 difficulty, and you could buy off a complication. I rolled a 1 if you want. Don't know if you still have the plot points to do it.
I'll hold off.
All right.
So that would be, I'm assuming, like agility and hitter, maybe?
Hitter, yeah. Or I would take thief as a compromise if you're trying to do this, you know, do a little contortion and a roll and try to get out the door.
I don't think that much is much better for me. Yeah, it's all the same. I'm going to say thiefy, though, because, you know what? I'm going to try to be cool.
Well, it's only a 3, so.
And, yeah! I keep actually made it by 5.
Keep in mind that you guys do have comms, so, yeah, you make it. So, yeah, Wildstar staggers back and makes a bolt for the door. He gets out of the door, unfortunately leaving Eddie in the room with a guy with a gun.
At which point, I cast blindness on him.
Right. Go for it. What force are you going to set the spell at?
He's got freaking essence. He's got essence dice against me, which is going to be a pain in the ass. D10.
D10? Okay.
Yeah. So that's Grifter and Intelligence. So do you roll first or do I roll first?
Use your magic. Use your roll as being a magic person if you want. So only a 7. Oh, no, sorry. 9.
All right.
This is just to get the spell.
I'm going to have to use a plot point in order to make it.
Okay, blink.
Otherwise, I got a 9 without.
Nice. And you set it at force 10, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see how this works out for this guy. All right. So now you roll your magic against him. You can use, use the D6 in your pool that he's already got on him.
Yep.
And he's not got a lot of mental defense, but he does, as you say, have essence. That's going to make it more difficult for your spell to take hold. Okay, there we go.
So what am I rolling?
7. Just a spellcasting roll. So it's an intelligence and what type of
spell? I thought that's what I just rolled.
That was to get the power of the spell. To save right. That force, whatever.
Okay.
Force 10.
So I'm making another intelligence crystal roll?
Yep. Plus your spell casting ability.
Plus a d6?
And a d10, because of the force of the spell.
Right. But he did well. I did better.
Sweet. All right, and what was the spell again?
Blindness.
Okay, a D10 is actually enough to take out his track for that, so he's definitely blinded. Okay, so in the room, Eddie, what you see is that he's definitely drawing a bead down on you. He's about to blow your head off, and then he screams and he clutches his eyes. What do you do?
This is the guy with the chip that we're looking for. Slide
yeah.
The seducing yeah. chip. So I go over and I rip the chip out of him.
All right.
I guess I'll find the data jack.
He's still going to fight a little bit, even though he can't see, but it's moderate. So you're going to be doing probably an agility and hitter roll to pull it out of his socket.
Yeah.
And he does. Still rolling. 7 is total.
I suppose I can add in...
In everything he's got against him. You can add the D10 in that he currently has on him as...
And the D6 for the... Well...
No, it's just a D10 now. That goes away.
Right, because, it goes up. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah. That's fine.
So you've got a D10 that you can use because he's blinded.
All right, so strength and hit. And can I add in ex-trauma team member? Because I'll know
Yes.
The common places where a data port would
sure.
be.
Sure. And I'll throw that in.
All right. That's another eight. Let's see what. Yeah. Let's see how many ones I can roll for you there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's one. There's two ones for you.
Wow.
And nine.
So
which
yeah,
means just,
you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will take one plot point, and I'm going to turn that into a D8 instead of a D6 on my side. Right. But yeah, you reach over. Well, you can describe what happens.
Yeah, so I reach over while he's there. I go into one of those sort of classic sleeper hold positions, mm-hmm. around there, except instead of actually choking him out, I just put the other arm up and rip the chip out from behind his ear. Yes.
Okay.
Should,
when you pull the chip out, there is a spark, and you know from your work at trauma team that's bad.
Is a spark on the chip or on him?
Well, when you unslot it from him from the slot, it probably just caused some feedback. The guy probably at minimum has some brain damage, if not just dead. So you pull the chip out, and yeah, you got the spark going on, and he just crumples to the ground.
Yeah. I put the chip in my inside the pocket, and then I make sure to pick up the box that.
Yes.
Is Mr. Patterson / Wildstar, is he human?
He's out in the hallway.
Is he elf, or what is he?
What is Wildstar?
What race?
What's his meta type?
Elf, I believe.
Drop.
All right. No, he's just not answering. You're obviously too ashamed of whatever.
Oh, sorry. I responded and you answered my questions. I love when I do that. But anyway, I would probably be out in the hallway trying to communicate for everybody on the comms that we totally flubbed and they're in combat at the moment and you should hurry up and get up here. And so you walk out, I'll be like, oh.
I'm not walking. What race are you? What's your meta type? Human, elf?
Elf.
Whatever. Yeah, elf. All right. Yeah. I'll be picking up the two boxes. The box that I carried in and the other one, I'll be opening up the thing.
Well, it's open already.
Pansy dandelion eaters. Walking out.
Hey,
done. Hey, don't worry.
Hey, you could have got in that door without me, punk. Oh, that's right.
I just dumped the box on him. His box. I just keep walking.
All right. It doesn't seem to have brought any alarms up or anything. Jameis,
yep.
In astral, the guy's dead. His astral signature just went, whoop, gone.
Well, they're not going to be associated with it. Hey, as long as that spirit's not coming after me, I duck out of it.
You pass the moping building spirit as you go by.
You should buy it a drink.
Down the halls. Slouching down the halls, waves at you as you pass.
Someone needs to give that guy something to live for.
Would you like to play cribbage with me?
Right. So the two of you just go down the elevator. Do you check out before you leave? As the security guy asked you to.
We're not writing things in a book, are we?
Nope. They just said to check in before you left.
No, what we're doing is we're just like digitally leaving our signatures behind. There's no actual physical writing of anything down there. Yeah.
Not at all, no.
All right, yeah. Then we do what he says, I guess.
This is cyberpunk. People don't write, they type.
No, I know, but people were looking around for a telephone directory and other weird 20th century things. And it was, but yeah. Right.
You basically just wave at the security guards as you're going by. You know, that's enough. They just want to know when you leave is what they were getting at. So they see you leave.
But they register that we've come in and gone out.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the boxes still.
Wrong type. Didn't want it.
They don't really question you.
Besides, we need that wine for the party
when we get back to our van, I'll toss the chip.
I take the chip. I put it in a little chip bag.
You might want to look at it first. Who's the? It's your Decker.
Yeah.
Oh God! It's him, isn't it?
Oh.
And you You need to get back in the systems that they got there and clear us out of them.
So now you want my help.
I wanted your help when you ran out of the bloody room.
Hey, fighting, not my thing. You had it under control, though.
Jeez, yeah, but die for cover and be in the room. I mean, give him another target.
Hey, some people are okay in firefights. Others run away to safety. It's normal. If you're a fighter, I'm a lover. There's a difference.
And then you kill him.
Yeah, could you just make sure you guys didn't leave any breadcrumbs leading back to us and
get in the system.
Yeah.
You know, Bella, I'm not sure I like your friend, but I'll work through this, okay?
I know I don't like your friend, Bella.
Harsh.
Don't make me take a switch to you two. Play nice.
Fine. Just shove a jacket nonchalantly and fall asleep. I mean, jacket.
All right. So you're trying to erase the video that they have on you guys coming in?
Yep.
All right. I'm just going to hand wave that until you can. The building security is not great as far as cybersecurity goes either. So, yeah, you're able to remove that information. Yeah, I won't be a bastard and use one of my assets to create a "you're on film."
I think you should. Nah. The entire party would kill me.
All right, yeah, so you wipe it and you've got one of these chips.
All right.
Why don't we take a look at the chip as well? It went sparky-spark when it came out.
I examined the chip.
Presuming you needed it intact.
Since you have a deck, you can slot it into your deck and check it out. The only other way of really checking it out is slotting it into yourself.
Aren't there horrible repercussions like a good idea for slotting it into my deck?
No, not really. I mean, other than if there's any kind of attack virus on there, you know, you'll be opening yourself up to it. But it's really the only way to check it out. You have to be able to slot it somewhere, even into your own, either into your own data jack or into your computer's data jack.
Okay, then I guess I just put it in and expect the horrible boss fight that is to come.
Nope. You basically just build a piece of software to check it out to make sure that it's everything's working, etc. And yeah, the chip is intact. You know, you can bring up a subset of menus. It looks like this is a code chip Jack the Ripper.
Alrighty. Then I will go ahead and get that horrible thing out of my jack. It's wherever we're going to tag and bag to say, okay. Works out great, and we definitely have Jack.
We have Jack. I went through all of that, and we got nothing.
No, Jack. Okay, focus.
Oh, right, okay.
Focus.
Right.
No, Jack the Viper. Some people.
All right. Now what?
One down, two to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is probably taking up most of our afternoon, so it's a party time.
Yeah, you guys are doing a lot of footwork to do all this, so we'll say it's late afternoon. Those of you that are going to get dressed up for the entrance, who's deciding to go in?
Bella is.
Bella is? Yeah. Okay. And anyone else?
Gail Wildstar.
Yeah, I don't want to wait with you now, Mr. Proctor, or whatever your name is. Patterson, there you go. You go and wait in another van.
Fine. Also, Dinkelberg is being forced to come. Because he's my manager, spokesman, all sorts of other great things. Right, Dinkelberg? Don't base that reality, Dinkelberg. Damn it, I needed you.
Do you think James is this a good time to take a five?
Yeah.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.